Okay, here you are, sir. Medium rare, without the hair this time. Again, I am so sorry about that. We really do try to take all the precautions like hair nets and hand washing and all that jazz. So I have no clue how that happened. Regardless, you're the customer and it's your right to be served clean, sanitary food. So if there's anything I can do to make it up to you, let me know. Maybe an ice cream float on the house? Ours are truly the best. Something else? Sure thing. No problem at all. What can I get ya? Oh, very funny, sir, but that's not on the menu. Is there anything I can get you that's on the menu? Well, of course. I do want your tip. The tip, I mean, is that's just not exactly what I was expecting and not something we serve. No, you're 100% right, sir. Getting a hair on your food is downright preposterous. So it's only right that I make sure your service is top-notch. Even if that means I have to serve you in other ways. Of course it's not an issue. The customer is always right. So shall we go to the ladies' room? Or did you want to do it out here? Oh, actually, I know a good spot. Right behind the kitchen, there's this closet. It's really tiny, like super tiny, but I think we could do it there. The ladies' room? Sure, okay, that's great. So, have you, done this sort of thing before? I haven't, but I'm sure that won't stop me from making things right. I'm also a little nervous, if you couldn't tell, so I hope that doesn't bother you. It's just kind of naughty that we're doing this in a public bathroom. Deep breaths in, out. The customer is always right. Well, let's just get to it then. Don't want anyone to come in here and see me on my knees with a cock in my mouth. That sure would be hard to explain. Oh, am I going too fast? Sorry, maybe we should get to know each other first? I've never really done this with someone I just met. What's your name? Mine is... Wow, okay. Fast is fine. I got it. Sorry about that. We can't be too careful these days. Let me just get down on my knees here, then we'll get you all warmed up. Wow, my goodness. And I thought we were the ones serving you portions of meat. Oh no. I've just never seen anything like this. Is it real? What am I saying? Of course it's real. It's a dick. Dicks can't be fake, can they? They're not like boobs. I don't think you can get implants in your dick. Or maybe you can't. Sorry. I got a little distracted. But can you blame me? I hope you don't mind my talkativeness. It happens when I get nervous or excited or both. But that's besides the point. What were you wanting me to do with it again? A hand job? Oh, okay, sure, I can do that. For sure, it seems easy enough. No, I've done this before. Trust me, I'm an expert. Why? Am I doing it wrong? Should I go faster? Just fine? Okay, good. Trust me, I'm an expert at this. My friends even called me the cock captain in college. Actually, they didn't. I don't know why I lied about that. Sorry. I guess I'm trying to impress you. Not really sure why. Maybe it's because this is the biggest cock I've ever seen. I mean, look. When I hold it up, it's like the entire size of my forearm. So huge. Use my spit? Okay, gotcha. Like this? Use it as lube? Cool. I like the spit too, actually. Makes it easier to jerk you off. Before it was kind of dry and making my hands hurt, but now it's gliding real easy. Look at that. I can even go really fast now. And even really slow. Which do you prefer? I like fast, but I think my arm would get tired pretty quick. Same as I was doing before? No worries. I really do hope I'm getting a tip for this. Well, a cash tip. I'm clearly already a tip. Speaking of tips, could I kiss it? Your tip? I don't know. It just seems right. I'm already here. Might as well let me. It's not like it's gonna feel bad. Everyone likes kisses. Thank you. So good. Even the taste. Who would have thought cock tasted good? I mean, not food good, but like the musk. It kind of tastes good? Is that a weird thing to say? I really hope I'm not weirding you out. I can be that way with some people, especially when I'm nervous. No, you don't make me nervous. I'm not even that nervous per se. Just kind of excited because this is like really scandalous and bad. If my manager found me doing this, I'd get fired on the spot. Gosh, it's so warm too. It actually feels really good in this freezing bathroom, up against my face, right on my cheek. Look, there's even some lipstick on the tip here. Let's see if I can cover the tip up completely in lipstick. Me? Enjoying this? Of course not. I'm just making sure you get the best service available. That's it. Yeah, just giving you that Michelin star service. You want to face fuck me? Like, fuck my face? With your cock in my mouth? Yeah, we can. It's no problem. Not at all. Not one bit. I just didn't want to get my makeup and hair all messed up. But if that's what you need to make things right, go ahead. You'll have to show me what you mean because I'm not really sure how to... And there goes my lipstick. Now there's spit all over my face too. My makeup's gonna be ruined and everyone's gonna know something happened. But a girl's gotta focus on the task at hand. And that task is letting you face fuck me, so I guess that's what we're gonna do. Fuck. Just let me get my hands on it again. God, it's so big. Literally the biggest I've ever seen. My lipstick and even some of my foundation. Just to make sure, I know I already talked about it, but I'm getting a tip for this, right? That offer still stands. What? If I let you finish on my face, I'll get a tip? Since when was that a part of the deal? My makeup's already ruined. If I walk out there with ropes of cum on my face and in my hair, they're definitely gonna suspect that. All my coworkers are gonna see that I'm a slut. That's true. I did say that the customer is always right. And serving you that steak with that nasty, greasy hair on there was gross. Okay, look. Fine. You can come on my face. Here, I'll even finish you off myself. Lean against that wall or something. So big. Come on. Blow that load all over your waitress's face. Come on, give it to me after I gave you that horrible, nasty steak. Teach me how to be a better waitress. Come on. You make me walk out there covered in cum. all embarrassed and hot and bothered. And they're gonna ask what I could have possibly been doing in here to get my hair all messy, my makeup all smudged. But I'm gonna be honest and tell them what I was doing. I was making sure that this restaurant stays in business, because I guarantee that you'll be a repeat customer, especially after this. And I can trust that you'll leave a very good review. So come on, come all over me. Do it. Oh, please, please do it. I'm begging you. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Oh, there. Oh, fuck, there's so much. I can feel your balls pumping all that come out all over my face. Oh, fuck, oh, fuck, fuck. Oh, my. Wow. Okay. You actually covered me. I don't know what just possessed me. I've never gotten that way and begged for it. That's very slutty. Am I a slut now? Does that make me a slut? I'm not sure what does. Gosh, I'm really going to have to walk out there and everyone's going to see me like this. And there's even some on my apron. Ugh. Could I at least have my tip, sir? After everything I did, I think that's in order. Okay, thank you. Yes, that's enough. I appreciate that. I really do hope this ordeal was enough to make you leave a good review instead of a bad one. And I appreciate the tip, despite what I had to do for it. So, thank you. And maybe I'll see you again sometime? But I don't think I'm gonna blow you. There better be a real good reason if I'm ever caught back here doing this again.